Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello, welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. Glad you're with us tonight. And I do mean that. It is Monday, the 22nd day of January, 2024. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. And if you notice, my voice is still a little bit weak. I'm feeling much better. I really am. Still a bit hoarse. Every now and then I get a tickle in my throat, we end up coughing. So if I do, forgive me. I don't mean to do that. Had a little bit of a rough weekend. Marsh, I've been pretty sick, and I thought I had a little bit of pneumonia Saturday night, but I didn't. Everything was fine, just a lot of some congestion. So I am feeling some better, thank the Lord. And Marsh is gaining some ground, thanks. She's still not feeling so well, but thanks for your prayers of the weekend. Hopefully back to normal this week. Back in the saddle again, so to speak. So we'll see what happens. Now, this weekend, unless something major happens, we're going to have Bible study. Supposed to be up in the 50s, and there's 60 in some places this weekend. Might be some high water because the snow be melted. Supposed to rain a little bit, but the rain won't stop us. This weekend, nothing happens. We'll be having Bible study at 10:30 a.m. Eastern. You can join us for our prayer request time or our testimonial time. Praise report time, whatever you want to do, 10:30 to 11, we want to hear from you. I want you to join us. You can join us if you want to, and watch us on Rumble. Go to PastorButch.com, and click right on Rumble. That is the best quality video. I mean, folks, it's like watching a professionally made movie. Rumble videos are fantastic. You can watch us online on Rumble. Just go to PastorButch.com, click on Rumble right on the homepage, and there will be. If you don't have a computer, you can listen on the phone by going to 339-209-5013. 339-209-5013. You can watch us live that way. You can call in and talk to us while we're doing the program, the current during the Christian Worldview News or Bible study, either one. You're welcome to call in and talk to us, ask questions, make comments. Folks, it's a Bible study, and you're part of the family. Just join us if you can. I'm sorry about the last couple of weeks. The weather got really nasty a couple weeks in a row. Doesn't happen very often, but it did happen this time. So we're going to catch up this weekend and then the following weekend also. Hope to get back on track again. So remember that. We'll be getting together Bible study this weekend. And prayer request night for Daryl. Our friend Daryl, PA, did have a fall today. You know, he'd been dragging that right leg of his around for quite a while and been blessed not to fall. He did fall today, but it wasn't hurt too bad, just a little sore. But keep Daryl in your prayer. Daryl's a soldier. He doesn't quit. He keeps on going and going and going. Keep Daryl in your prayers, please. And look at the books we're offering, folks. They're so vitally important. Actually, three pieces of literature that you really should have. Now, all I can do is offer it. I can't make you buy it. You think I'm just trying to hawk something because I just want to make money. Well, it does help pay the bills, but that's not why I'm doing this. If I don't think something's worth having, I won't tell you about it. The first book I'm offering here is one we just got in about a couple weeks ago called Nobody Wants You Healthy by Dr. Mark Richards. It's Achieving Better Health by Avoiding the Corruptions in Modern Medical Science. If you want to know the truth about what's behind the hospitals, the pharmacists, and even insurance companies, Nobody Wants You Healthy, $24.95, delivered to your door. Another one here, The Old Jerusalem is Not the New Jerusalem. If you want the truth of what's going on in the world because of what we call Jerusalem today, the fallacy of who we think Jerusalem is today, if you want a copy of that, it's $8.50 delivered to your door. And the paper, this 57-page paperwork on why the King, 1611 King James Bible only. I don't know what else I can say. We offer it because it's important. I am 75 years old. I've been in this battle long enough now to know how Satan deceives people. He's deceived me many times. All I'm trying to do is to get people's eyes open to the truth in all issues, whether it be health issues, the prophecy about Jerusalem, who it really is, and also the fact that the New Age Bible versions are not God's Word. And I'm serious about that. If I couldn't prove that, I wouldn't get on the radio and talk to the whole world and say I can. We offer a pack of paper about 57 pages long. Ask donation of $20 to cover printing and handling. Folks, that's about all covers too, because that's an expensive packet. $25 or $30 would be even more help to us. Postage went up again today, as you all know. First class mail went up again today. So packages did too. They don't tell you that, but they did. So we need your help financially, but that we offer those because we want you to have, because they're important. If they were not important, I would not have myself. Now, that's just the way it is. The old Jerusalem, not the new Jerusalem. Nobody wants you healthy. And the paperwork on why the KJV 1611 is all that I will use or ever use as far as the Word of God. That's about as simple as I can put it. No point going any further than that with it. Our guest tonight has not joined us for a while. He's harder nailed to the wall than Jell-O. He's always on the move doing something and hard to pin down. His name is Daniel Brinkman. Y'all probably know who he is. If you listen to this program any time at all, you know he's owner of New Manna Food. And I have him on the program because he has a product that everyone needs to have some on stock because hard times have started. Many people are already struggling with hard times, and hard times are on the way that we haven't even begun to dream of yet. But we're going to bring Daniel up to discuss that and other issues also. Daniel, are you there?
I am here, Pastor.
Hey, for the brand-new listeners, tell them who you are, what you did originally, and how'd you get started in storable food?
Well, I was probably like a lot of your listeners. I looked around and I saw a world that, you know, maybe I'd been lied to. Maybe I didn't trust what was going on. And I wanted some more security, wanted to be a little more independent, and thought about some food storage. And so we looked at what was out there. We tried some of it, and frankly, we just didn't like what was out there. I mean, that's as simple as that. I don't know what, from that point, what led us down a road. I don't know. Eventually, we came to the idea that, hey, we can do better than this, so let's do it. And the opportunity presented itself, and that's really how it started.
And that's been how many years now?
12, a little over 12.
A little 12 years. So you've seen a lot of things come and go, and a lot of things change in over a decade, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. A lot of things, the last 3-4 years, a lot of things have changed dramatically.
Well, before we get started on other issues, give us some ideas of what's changed that you've seen that's so dramatic. What has changed?
Their lives, what they're dealing with on a day-to-day basis, what they, the pressures on them, whatever, that's different. The government, I think people's relationship with the government, people's relationship with the media, I think media, I mean, geez Louise, they just lie all the time. I mean, you know, or you listen to one station, they could be talking about the same event and hear it from one station and turn to the next station, and they're talking about the same event, but you're thinking they're talking about two different planets. I mean, it's not even the same situation. And so I think people's, I think what people deal with is the biggest thing from a business-wise standpoint. The supply chain is much different than it was 4 years ago, for sure, 5 years ago, whatever, before all that mess started. What you have to kind of think forward as a business, have to think forward as a household. The inflation is a major pressure that people are putting. Just the idea of family, that people have had a lot of family dying. I don't know anybody who doesn't know somebody who's died that they pretty much believe as a result of this shot. I don't think I know anybody who doesn't know somebody in that circumstance. I don't want to say plays is the wrong word, but, that changes your reality. That changes your perception of reality. That changes normal is. Normal has changed over the last 5 years. So you put all those things together, it's in so many ways it's a different world.
Well, if you don't have any reliable resources that you can trust and know what to believe in, how do you know what you can do with life in the first place? I mean, this is all part of the plan. It gets people confused and frustrated, and they, like I said, they don't know how to handle what's being said because they don't know whether it's truth or not. They've been lied to so much, they don't know whether they've been telling the truth this time or not. That's where, in my mind, alternative media has made such a big difference, because people are starting to listen to what's going on from places that are not mainstream media, if you know what I'm saying.
Well, I think that corporate media has never been more untrusted, or less trusted, however you want to say it.
I agree.
Corporate media has never been less trusted. There's a time where Walter Cronkite said it. That's, isn't that how he ended the show? That's the way it was, or that's the way it is, whatever.
Mm, whatever, yes. And he was the most trusted man in America, they said at one time.
And that's probably true, yeah.
He was a flat-out liar, but anyway, go ahead.
Well, he certainly said some things that weren't true, whether it was him or, somebody else. However you want to look at it, that's for sure. I mean, he's probably most famous for his coverage of Kennedy assassination. I don't know why you would trust, and you go back and look at the assassination of President Kennedy, and I don't know why we would go down this rabbit. You okay going down this rabbit hole?
That's all right. I can chase a rabbit any direction you want to go. Go right ahead.
The seminal moment for the battle against the New World Order in the last century, there's, obviously the Federal Reserve, a few other things, the Depression, World War II, Vietnam, all these things. The seminal moment of that battle, of that war, nothing is as clear and nothing is as symbolic at the same time as the assassination of Kennedy. Kennedy was... I'm not saying you're not going to hear me go up here and say he's a saint. That's not what I'm saying. He was at the heart of the crossroads of America, of which way it would go. And he came to the conclusion he was being pushed into war, not only with Cuba, he was being pushed into war in Vietnam, he was being pushed into, several conflicts, what have you. The CIA was pumping him from information. His intelligence agencies were pumping him with information. And he realized at some level, this is wrong. This is lie. There's an agenda here. And he's on record. It's well documented that he, whatever his motives, whatever, he rejected this. He rejected accepting the deep state version of what America was and what should be, and how our men and women, especially our young men, should go to Vietnam. I mean, you can't overstate how monumental this moment in American history was. And in that time, he said, I'm going to dash the CIA into 1,000 pieces. I'm going to destroy it. He fired Dulles. He passed another resolution about the money printing, about U.S. notes. I don't know if
That's
people
right.
know about that.
That's right.
About, so if you go look at your dollar bill, I mean, there's been times in America where there's been three or four different things at the same time in money in circulation at the top of your dollar bill. Silver certificates, U.S. notes, gold certificates, and, of course, Federal Reserve notes, all at the same time in the teens and early 20s. You had all these currencies at the same time competing. And at some point, they eventually got rid of it in pretty much just Federal Reserve notes. Well, Kennedy reprinted U.S. notes, hadn't been done in a while. He started to reprint their red bills, the United States notes. Why are we borrowing from a non-federal bank, a non-government bank? Why, we don't need to borrow our own money. We just print our own money. If that's what we're going to do, we just print it, and then that's backed by the good faith and credit of the United States government. Why do we need to pay somebody interest on it? It's ridiculous on its face. Kennedy was at the heart. Whatever you want to say about him, whatever, it's pretty clear. He rejected this takeover of the American apparatus. And for his efforts, they put a bullet in his head in a car in Dallas. Bob Dylan a few years ago wrote the song Murder Most Foul. I never heard that song before. If they like Bob Dylan, you know his style. He just verse after verse. But that song is just haunting. That song about what happened. And so what we're seeing is the result of losing that battle. We lost a major battle. You know, there were other battles, of course, Federal Reserve, whatever. There were different battles. What World War II was or what it wasn't, but we lost the battle that day that Kennedy was assassinated. And we've been living with the results of that. And what does that mean in the impact on our children? All can be traced back to that day in Dallas, which is surreal. It is, like I said, monumental. It is, it is almost supernatural. The consequences of that moment, and here's where we are, Pastor.
And it's been spoon-fed to us, kind of spoon-fed for us, a little dose at a time, sometimes bigger doses than others, but people have more or less fallen in line with it and accepted it. Well, we can name many things. You named a bunch of them. The Patriot Act was another big one. Under Bush, another big one. Ripped away a few freedoms. I mean, big-time rip away. And the people ho-hummed it because it's for their own good. They trusted, they trusted government to take care of it. I mean, I've watched in my lifetime. I'm a lot older than you are. I've seen a lot of things change. Now, I look back on people with my grandma and grandpa, and people lived born back in the 1800s, early 1900s, thinking how much if they could even recognize this country today, as far as what's become, not because it's the land's changed that much as far as physical features, but because of what's happened to the nature and society, the morals of the people. The tolerance of evil that's happened and how people put up with it. I have to wonder if they would feel the same way. Would they be upset? Would they just go along, get along? I mean, you have to think about those things because people's minds were so gently steered down the chute into the back of the truck before they knew it that no one caught on to it. And I say no one. Most of them didn't because most of them were being fed from the government dole anyway. But you're talking about spending different things. Go ahead.
Well, it's all coming to a head at this point because I think people are, I'm not by any means saying we have mass awareness. We definitely have some level of waking up going on, at least to the idea like corporate media. We mentioned corporate media to begin with. People don't trust corporate media. Just that fact alone, then if they don't trust corporate media, then what do they trust? What are they believing? And so it's almost a race to see, how fast will those people, the people who don't trust CNN anymore, how fast will it be to where they realize some of these things about Kennedy, to where they realize that there is a big agenda that has your independence, your life, and the God-given spirit in you right in their crosshairs. I mean, how long? That's the race.
Well, that's exactly why they're destroying the country. With foreign invasion and foreign invaders. That's why they're doing that.
Yes.
They're diluting the Caucasian Christian race ideas and principles of liberty to the point now that no one really recognizes what it was. And there's fewer and fewer of us every day to say so.
Well, it's not, you know, Joy Reid. I don't know. You probably covered it. I don't know if the story after Trump won Iowa and she started blaming white Christians in Iowa for voting. She blatantly came out and attacked white Christians. The first, I had two thoughts. Obviously, the first thought was, well, do you have to be white to be Christian? I mean, I know a heck of a lot of black people. They're pretty Christian. So what does that mean? So no,
and
she didn't say
and by
black.
The way, why was she not called a racist?
Well, she was by me. I mean, she was by you, but she wasn't by the same apparatus.
The world, no.
Well, another thing about Kennedy, I don't know what people, they're aware of this. Kennedy, one of the things he exposed in the media was Operation Mockingbird.
Mm-hmm.
Everything around them, the information about Cuba, the information about Russia, that was part of a CIA operation. And this has all been declassified. I mean, this isn't even debatable. It's called Operation Mockingbird, where they would parrot some information. Undoubtedly, Walter Cronkite, knowingly or unknowingly, was part of this network. Have these trusted people parrot the same thing and say the same thing over and over again, and eventually, well, people believe it. It doesn't matter. Eventually people believe it. So this Operation Mockingbird has been executed against us, and this is this Joy Reid is right at the heart of it. So this message about white, how many times have we heard about white people and white Christians and white guilt and racism and Thomas Jefferson was bad and whatever. I mean, it's so asinine. It is so ignorant and stupid on its face. Thomas Jefferson was the one man in America who stopped the slave trade. But Thomas Jefferson was the man who came one vote in making slavery illegal in Virginia. People don't know he was the main author of the Declaration of Independence. I mean, this is asinine on the most extreme levels possible. And anybody who spouts this, that society, our society is such that you can make these statements without retaliation. You make these statements with acceptance, with cheering. And, I think about my grandfather. Both my grandfathers actually were World War II vets. My one grandfather fought on the front line he fought on the front line, killed a lot of Germans. And I'm pretty sure that if one of my children went to him when he was even in advanced age, if he was in a capable age, at a capable age, and told him, Grandpa, at school they taught me this and this and this today. At school they taught me blah, 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 things that are commonplace. I'm pretty sure that Grandpa would be down at the school, and I'm pretty sure Grandpa would got physical, because he didn't kill those Germans for no damn reason, and he wasn't about to come back here and have this nonsense be shoved, especially down his great grandchild's throat.
Well, of course, the scriptures tell us, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." We don't know history. If you don't know history, then you don't know what you lost. I mean, Biden is having the William Penn statue torn down in Philadelphia because he was a white man. I mean, he found in Pennsylvania. They're tearing down his statue and his house that he lived in. This is America today. Excuse me, folks. I'm so sorry. This American
Are they going to rename the state? I mean, this is at some point.
That's what we're facing. We're actually facing that kind of movement right now. We have Biden's DHHR. Excuse me, Daniel. I'm sorry. Biden's DHHR was given $700,000 to take care of young girls that are trying to be boys who get pregnant. You hear what I said? Young girls, early boys. But they're getting pregnant, so they're going to take care of them. We're paying for it.
At some point, if there's any decency and spirit of God left, at some point, it's not about, I hate to come on some, and just only talk negative. The positive is build what you know is true. Defend truth build truth, support truth, wherever you see it, work together, only accept, don't accept lies, definitely don't accept lies, and the world, you build a different world.
Amen.
And that's how it's going to be, that's how it's going to be built. I mean, it's not, Trump's not going to save us. George Washington's not coming through the door. You are where you are, and God has given you power and light, and you got to shine that. And, what you accept is important. What you do is important.
Or what you don't do. What you don't do.
Or what you don't do. That's right. Or what you don't do. Tacit acceptance. By doing nothing, you accept. Are we willing to sacrifice? Our my grandfather's generation through the Depression, at least they sacrificed. Were they perfect? No. Were they duped into, so many things that went on?
Of course
they were. But they at least they would sacrifice for each other, for an ideal. And, every time that your grandchildren, children are taught at school or wherever that, Thomas Jefferson's a racist, a little bit of what it means to be American dies.
Of course.
And what does it mean to be an American? Because that's the question now. What does that mean? And in the last 3 years, this has been greatly changed. And in the next 3 years, God only knows what that will look like.
Well, I got an article here just to show you another truth of how off base we are. It's entitled "Techno Hell: Natural Breastfeeding Condemned as Ethically Problematic." Now, I'm not making stuff up.
Let me hear this. Did you read it? Why?
Because it can go against people that are not, they can't breastfeed. So
nobody should breastfeed. One person can't breastfeed, nobody should.
Yeah, it's stigmatizing, it says. This is what we're facing today in insanity. But getting back to, I do want to discuss your store with food, because that's something that's very important. Folks, I want to tell you this. I bought food, Daniel. You remember Y2K?
Yeah.
And there's some guys had quite a bit of food they bought before that. They didn't use it, so I bought it off of them. Do you know I'm still eating some of that and it's still good?
Great. Well, that's the thing about food is, you buy house insurance and car insurance, and unless you, have to use it, it's really, you might as well throw the money down the drain.
That's true.
It's food. It's an insurance policy. You have it no matter what.
I just got a number 10-pound can of rice out of the garage today. Still good food. Folks, to go a lot more talk about and phone call the next half hour. 844-769-2944.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Nemana Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Nemana a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. with organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield.
All righty, folks, we're back in. I apologize. My voice comes and goes like it does. It's one of those things that happens. And usually it gets worse when you go on the radio. Go figure that out. By the way, if you listen to this on shortwave, I want to remind you one more time. If you listen on tonight on shortwave, live on 6115, Melody Seastrom with Discount Gold and Silver is the reason why. If she wasn't paying for the airtime, folks, we would not be on shortwave. I'm serious. Melody Seastrom pays for the hours we're on shortwave. We have a repeat program on 3215 at 11 o'clock at night, Eastern Time. 11 o'clock every night, the broadcast is rebroadcast on 3215. We pay for that one. But Melody Seastrom pays for the live program. So I want you to know how much that blessing does. And if you're considering doing anything with precious metals, give Melody a call, folks. Right now, silver is at a bargain. Silver right now is at a bargain. I want to share this story, then go back to your guest. Daniel, the other day, talking about silver, I dropped a $5 bill on the floor. Now, I remember as a young boy, $5 was a ton of money. I mean, it really was. That was a lot of money back then. I'd work all day in the hayfield and make $4, tickle pink, 50 cents an hour. But I picked up the $5 and got thinking, when I was in high school, that $5 bill would buy 60 hot dogs at a little Dairy Queen type thing in a little town called Daly, West Virginia. We get 12 hot dogs. We get all a Coke. They were 10 cents apiece. We went to the drive-in theater, me, Mom, and Dad, and my brother. So we had a night out with a dollar a carload to get into movies. We had 12 hot dogs divided between us. We all had a Coke. We spent less than $3 for all of it. Now, think about that. for all of it. Now, a $5 bill a day might buy you two hot dogs, but I doubt it. It might buy two hot dogs. But if you had five silver dollars, the five silver dollars you used to back that paper dollar, used to be silver certificates, that five silver dollars that backed that piece of paper will still buy you 56 hot dogs today. No, the hot dog didn't cost more. Our currency, which it is, not money, it's currency, has devalued that much. When you walk into a store and a loaf of bread used to cost 59 cents, we used to buy 12 loaves for a dollar. 12 loaves for a dollar. Now, we used to buy, I remember buying when it first came ready, 59 cents a bag or less for the good stuff. Now it's $4. The bread didn't become scarcer. The currency devalued that much. Understand this, folks. We're being ripped off. Food is going up in price. But silver right now, silver is a real bargain. If you plan on buying precious metals, call Melody and buy some silver now while the price is really where it ought to be. 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. Tell us, send you over. And also, talking about buying things while the price is still decent. Food's another thing you should think about buying. I'm still eating enough food that I got 24 years ago. And it's still good. I think I paid, if I remember right, Daniel, the guy wanted to get hit a bunch of it. I got number 10 cans, like $2 a can. That's a lot of food
wow.
for $2.
Wow, I'll say.
A lot of food. And that we're still eating on it. That's been 20-some years ago we're still eating on it. It's still good. Now, folks, I'm telling you, now's the time to buy storable food also. It's not going to get cheaper, is it, Daniel?
I don't think so. No, I don't. It hasn't over the, I mean, if you're paying attention, the last 5 years has been the biggest increase in the price of food in 40 or 50 years we've seen over a five-year period. And what you said and described as your child, I mean, I can remember, I'm obviously a little younger than you, but I would get $5 for my birthday from my grandma. It was like $5.
Yeah.
Woo! Woo! $5. Woo! Man, grandma sure must love me. $5, man.
That was something.
That was $5 was something substantial. And, you know, that's a very important lesson where we're at. And all these things are happening. People, you know, you ask how things are different. All these forces and just life has become more difficult for a variety of reasons. It keeps getting pushed, this force on you. You know, you need to make your own heaven on earth, so to speak, or whatever. Or you need to do what you know what's right and wrong and really... teach that to your children and really exercise that. You know, I was talking to Billy the other day, and Billy was talking about repentance and America. You know, you were talking about hope. If we don't have the repentance in our heart, that we, even if we're ignorant, just say, hey, God, what do we need to do? And so as a nation, if we don't do that, we're really in trouble. Now, as an individual, we're in trouble.
That's right.
So as an individual, that's your start. And at that point, things can change. Hey, I can't handle this. We're in a world of a situation here. You know better than me. What do you want me to do here? What do you want for my family, for my community, or what have you? And that's where change starts. And that's where a change in your family leads to a change in your community, leads to a change in your state, leads to a change in the nation. It's really that simple, and there is no other way. And they keep clouding all these decisions and all these things all the time to where you can't see that clearly. And we put up with, you know, our children being taught God only knows what at school. And so, it's really simple. It's not easy. It's simple. And we've been, we've hooked, line, and sinkered here, bought a bill of goods.
Oh, so, we have. Repentance has to start with the individual. It has to start with you and I. It starts with one individual, but that has enough nerve to tell somebody else the same thing. without repentance, there is no hope. I mean, when you have even Germany now, it's had a document come out, one of their defense documents said that the World War III is going to start. This is from the document. I'm not making it up. On February of 2025, after the election, the U.S. election. Now, I don't know how that's going to work out. It goes on some different scenarios, what could happen. But the point of it is this. Unless America repents, America's finished. And it's got to start with the people. It's got to start with the church first. And, folks, preparing yourself for what's coming in the future spiritually is the most important thing you ever do. It is. But in the meantime, what if, Daniel, what if, just perhaps, what if one of these guys coming across the borders, a whole troop of them coming across the border over the last several years, decides to take out the power grid? Or decide, and by the way, they're discussing putting guards on food trucks. I'm serious.
Well,
I mean, it's like riding an old stagecoach. You got to have a guard to protect the goods.
But,
I mean, what if that happens? What happens then?
Here's the situation, what I see. And again, I don't want to profess bad things happening, but this is what's staring at us. There's going to be two ways that your food's going to be limited. And you saw that with COVID, of course. You went to the store and, you know, meat wasn't there or whatever wasn't there. Or there's limited toilet paper. It didn't matter what it was because of supply chain breakdown, what have you. So that's one way. The other way is price. So price, I believe that as much as you've been shocked by the price of food, I don't think it's going to be that long if things continue. I mean, obviously, let me say, things can change. This can change, a miracle can happen, and God's hand can stay this. So barring that, there's going to come a time not too long from now where the price of food, you've been shocked before, it's going to take your breath away. And so your food choices are going to be limited in two ways. The shortages, the interruptions, the wars, the whatever, the what have you, and in price and your ability to buy it. And globalism, this idea of globalism, you know, oh, this is great for the economy, this is good for the consumer and all that. Well, in theory, it works fine to an extent if everybody gets along. If everybody's in agreement, everybody gets along. It semi-works fine, and that's what we've seen. It semi-worked fine. I mean, I'm putting aside, I mean, this is a big discussion, but I'm putting aside, you know, a lot of the deindustrialization, all that. It's not good, but I'm, you know, it's fine. It's okay. When it fails completely is if you're on a global market and now there's a war. So you have a global market. You've seen that with Ukraine. That's part of the problem with the fertilizer coming from Ukraine. Well, there's no fertilizer coming out of Ukraine when there's a war. So globalism will fail miserably, and it will cause so much destruction if there's a war. Now, I don't believe that, you know, that document coming out of Germany, I don't believe it's an accident. You know, things like that just don't get leaked. You know, there's a purpose behind it, what have you. And they're trying to get in your mind that, oh, war's inevitable, this and that. And it may seem that way, and we got to prepare that way or what have you, but there doesn't have to be a war in your home, and there doesn't have to be a war, you know, whatever, wherever you are. You know, it's this idea of sackcloth and ashes. We need it individually. You know, all the heads of the family, you need to go before God and then go before your family. That's what I believe. I don't feel comfortable telling people what to do, but that's what I believe would be a positive step. Preparing with food. Food is a tool of manipulation if you don't have it. And water, price, whatever. So if you think that, you know, even a third of the things that we've talked about tonight are real possibilities, well, then you'd be kind of foolish. We have a normalcy bias, thinks everything's going to go normal. Well, then you'd honestly, if you really believe that, even a third of what we said, you'd really be kind of foolish if you did not take some steps to be independent. And so you're not depending on this system that's obviously been designed to take from you and steal and rob and hurt you. It's designed to hurt you, ladies and gentlemen. They designed, just like they blew Kennedy's brains out in that car, figuratively, symbolically, they were blowing their brains out to the United States of America, to your hopes and dreams and the whole thing. But it doesn't have to be that way. And God has power. And God is waiting. The apple of his eye is the United States of America. And therefore, the enemy has it in their crosshairs. God is waiting. And the power of God will descend upon those who seek him. And prayerfully, and power and change and miracles and all the above will occur. And there will be a light, and there will be a truth, and truth will gather on itself, and darkness will destroy itself. And what will be left is light, and the destruction will occur. And then maybe people will be willing to follow God. Maybe people will be willing to be humble enough to be led by God, and that, you know, the United States of America or this land or whatever, the dream of so many of our founding fathers, of William Bradford dedicating the land to Yahweh when he landed at Plymouth Rock 400 years ago, that will, it maybe will be allowed to be fulfilled again. So never let go of that light, never give up hope, because it's God's in charge of this thing, and he's going to see, he's going to, you know, he's taken note, and he's ready, and he will manifest his spirit to those who seek him.
You know, and again, and this is all the glory of God. Nothing in the world that we can do without him. We have no authority without him anyway. But what good we can do if we have one light shining, folks? Hey, you can take me for example. I can barely speak English. I'm from West Virginia. We got through high school. I mean, I'm getting old and uglier. There's nothing special about me, except that I really sincerely in my heart want to serve God. I mean that. If I've been a blessing to somebody along the way, if I bless somebody, help somebody along the way, it's all to his glory. But if I can do something, you can do something. Don't ever think that you're nothing in the eyes of God. Don't ever think that. Because if you're walking in Christ and his authority, Satan had no power over you that our Father doesn't allow for a purpose. If you're walking in his will, asking for his grace and his power to keep you, the things you can do in his name are phenomenal. Let's go talk to Daryl in Pennsylvania. Daryl, come on in. Welcome.
Hi, Pastor Butch, and if you and Daniel can live with the hum on my phone. You see, my phone is like nonstop monitored by the bad guys. I used to work in that business, the intelligence business, counterintelligence, etc. So if you guys can live with that buzzing.
We can do it.
Okay. First off, Pastor Butch, thank you for praying for me. I appreciate that. I had a pretty bad fall today and landed on my hard vinyl floor. The only other floor in the house is hardwood floor all around the house, so it's a trap for bad bounces. And I don't bounce off of vinyl. The floor in the kitchen is vinyl, so I bounced off of it pretty badly. And I talked to our buddy Phil Hudock and asked him to make sure you knew that I had fallen and taken a pretty serious fall. So praise the Lord, I survived the fall. Daniel's talking about a subject that my cousin and I are kind of local experts on, and that is the JFK assassination. We probably have 50 to 60, maybe 70 books on the mostly JFK, but also a fair amount on the RFK. And Daniel's right that really a lot of America died that day.
That's very true.
And, Daniel mentioned Walter Cronkite. He was known as one of the most famous guys there. He was the
That's
one
right.
that came out with the announcement. You remember Pastor Butch said, our president has been shot today, and almost every head of the Central Intelligence Agency that I worked sort of under when I was in the Air Force and Army intelligence community, they pretty much have had every single head of the Central Intelligence Agency has been a Roman Catholic Knight of Malta, a sovereign military order of the Knights of Malta, and that's what Francis Cardinal Spellman was the head of the Sovereign Military Order of Malta American Chapter. And so we don't realize how deep those tentacles go of these rich European families providing, a lot of them, are, by the way, are lawyers, providing all the leadership for the Central Intelligence Agency. And Daniel was right. Kennedy not only fired Alan Dulles, who was a 33-degree Mason and a Sovereign Military Order of Malta man, but he also fired General, who is that guy, Pastor? The one guy that shot down. But he also fired Bissell, the deputy director of one of the CIA's, and that. So these people, they run very deep. Many of them come from nobility families in Europe. And they control everything. So thank you for having Daniel on. And Pastor Butch, thank you for everything that you do.
And God
bless you and Marcia Jean. And folks, please do pay for Pastor Butch. And if the postage did go up today, Pastor Butch, I know he's losing money on some of that because everything went up. It wasn't just the first class.
The packages
and everything has gone up. So cost Pastor Butch, he loses money on some of the packet he ships out. So please help him out by upping the amount of shekels, as Gary Roby says, the shekels that you send for postage. Please add a little extra, please. And
thank you,
Pastor Butch, and thank you, Daniel,
thank you so
very much.
Appreciate
God bless
it.
You both, gentlemen.
Nice to hear from you, Daryl. Thank you so
sweet
much.
Sweet call. And by the way, he mentioned the some of the Catholic hierarchy that were involved in that. And Kennedy himself is Catholic. Really weird stuff. Anyway, I know you want to leave here in about 2 or 3 minutes. What do you want to tell the folks in closing?
I would just, hopefully, a message of hope, that there is hope. And, you know, if you have truth and light in you and you seek out God's will for you, God will show you his will. And as you follow it, it will, his law will light the way. It'll be your lamp to your feet, as the Psalms say. We're at that stage that people who have truth in them, who have light in them and belief in them, it's time for you to exercise it and exercise your faith and seek out as much God as much as you can. And
tell the folks how I can order your food, Daniel. How can I order your
Numanna.com, NUMANNA.com. Or 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. And we've got great options, easy, family packs, no gluten options, organic options. The organic is heavy metal tested, pesticide tested. We have water filters, the best water storage out there. We have so many options for you. We'd love to help you any way we can. And, So we're with you and help you any way we can do it, and God bless you. That's what
Thank you. Thank you, Daniel. Thanks for your time. Appreciate it. Thanks so much.
God bless, Pastor. God bless everybody. We'll talk to you soon,
All right, folks, about our time, obviously. If you want to call, you can. I got a few minutes left. If you want to call and say something and save my breath, you can do that if you want to. 844-769-2944. I do want to thank you for your sponsor and helping us this month get caught up on some bills. We're not to where we need to be quite yet. Perfectly being the next week, we'll be caught up. Then we get through next month, okay? It's getting to be down to a month-to-month thing about every month. And I want to thank you. Thank you. God bless all of you. For ones that sent a dollar, the ones hit 500 or whatever, thank you so much. We can meet our expenses this month. And we go into next month with a little bit of a cushion. We're not where we want to be yet to make sure we get through next month, but we're working at it. By God's grace and your help, folks, we're still here. And I want you all to know, no matter who you are or where you're from, I don't care whether you send it from France or Australia, wherever it comes from, you're part of the family. You're part of the family. And don't ever think that I'm anything but just a servant's all that I am. I'm only a man. I'm only a mortal. Obviously, I am because I got sick. I'm still fighting the physical battle. One day, my time to leave this world will be here, and so will yours. One day, our time is going to be up, folks. How we're going to face it is between you and our God, and how you confront Him on this earth. Through Christ, who was sent to pay for your sins, a sacrifice for you, if you accept that sacrifice, repent of your sins, He can make you whole in the eyes of His Father and make you one of His own. Eternity is coming, my friends. The older you live, the more you're going to realize how quick goodbye. I'm 75 years old. I certainly don't have another 20 years in me. Whether I got 5, 2, 10, or whatever, it's not in my hands. But don't take for granted that just because you're 20 years old, that you're promised one more day, because you're not. Life is fleeting. It's a vapor. Every breath you take is a gift from God. Every time your heart beats, a gift from God. If you're not born again, every heart beats another moment of grace given to you to repent. If you are born again, every time your heart beats, another moment of grace you get to walk in Christ. Stand for the truth, please. Folks, help us stand for the truth. Let's make a difference while we can. It's none of our business how much time we left on this earth as individuals. It's none of our business. It is none of our business. Our business is to be about our Father's business. We're facing an enemy that hates us. They hate us because we're Christians to start with. For those that are truly born-again believers, I don't care what color you are. If you're a truly born-again believer in Christ, they hate you. Satan hates you with a passion you and I cannot comprehend. Satan hates all creation. He hates God's children the most. He hates us. He wants to destroy us. We're being singled out as Caucasian and Christian because this nation is founded by Caucasian Christians. Perfect men and women? No. They don't make perfect men and women. They only made one. He was crucified. But men and women who tried to serve God the best they understood how. If we want to glorify our Father, let's be about His business. Yeah, we got to make a living. We got to pay the bills. I know all that. But let everywhere you go, everything you say, everything you do, be a speaking testimony of the God that lives in you. Let it be a testimony that you walk in the power and the might of Jesus Christ through His Spirit. Let every deed you do, every word you say, be a word of truth that is manifested through God's Word, that testifies to who He is. Let us be servants of God, folks, first. And let His will be done in our lives. We love you. By the grace of God, we'll see you tomorrow night. Have a wonderful night. Good night.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.